Smith from the Windy City Wonder Boy, Mr. Tyrone Davis, kicking in Budweiser Bud Light Blues Cruise off. For all you do, this bus for you, and it's all being brought to you by Budweiser. At 6:05 in the city right now, it's time to check in with Mr. Buddy Huggins. He's promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. Let's go to the phone line and see what's going on. Happy holidays.
Hey, Al, happy holidays to you and everybody out there. I've got a gentleman on the phone that a lot of y'all are going to recognize his voice right off the bat. Go ahead and let's get a sample of that voice.
Good evening, buddy. It's a pleasure to be with you. And anytime a friend of mine is promoting wrestling and talking about wrestling, I'm tickled to death to be just a very small part of it. And especially here at the holidays with Christmas around the corner, it's even more special. So wrestling and Christmas go hand in hand, and I'm looking forward to everything that you're putting together.
Well, I thank you, and all the fans out there in the radio listening there, audience are going to recognize that voice. That is Johnny Cascio, and he was the announcer for the old Mid-South Wrestling that was on TV on right here in the Delta where everybody's seen it. Give us a little history about that, Johnny.
Okay, buddy. Of course, Gil and George Culkin out of Vicksburg started International Championship Wrestling back in the late 1970s. And it became a tremendous success for, oh, I guess, a 2 or 3 year run throughout the entire state of Mississippi. And, of course, I was at Channel 6 WABG television in Greenwood at the time. That's where we produced those shows. And we brought in some superstars from the world of wrestling, some of the real big names, I mean, like The Spoiler and Dr. X. Of course, Michael Hayes and
Terry Gordy.
Terry Gordy. I couldn't think of his first name. Terry Gordy.
Talked to him just yesterday.
They got their start with International Championship Wrestling. As a matter of fact, their very first professional matches were taped at the Sportatorium in Greenwood under the promotion of the Culkins.
A lot of history.
Very much so. And even more big names came through. I can remember the night Lou Fez came in, who was back in his day, one of the real superb premium wrestlers in professional sports.
I seen him in Greenville in 1973, and he wrestled Danny Hodge.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so the history goes way back, and then I had an opportunity to work with Grizzly Smith. He and I met in Baton Rouge, and that was back around 1990. And they put a wrestling show together. It was called Five Star Championship Wrestling. Those matches were taped in Baton Rouge, and had an opportunity to meet even more bigger stars, primarily someone from the sport of wrestling that everyone knows, and that's Junkyard Dog, who is no longer with us, of course. He and I had a good relationship. It was a short relationship. I remember one of the trips that he and I made. We went to Atlanta together to see the Atlanta Braves play one summer. We drove all the way from Baton Rouge, and just a super individual. And it was a shame, of course, when he lost his life in a traffic car accident. I can remember we taped a match one night in Beaumont, Texas, and a young man, 10 years old, had a broken arm and went up to him and wanted an autograph. And of course, security kept everybody away from him at the time because he was really one of the hot commodities in all of professional wrestling then. And he got up in the ring and he told one of the security guys, he said, bring that kid to my dressing room when this is over because I'm going to give him that autograph that he wants. That's the kind of person he was. He was a people's type person, if you know what I mean. And of course, he was a champion and he was a people's champion as well.
Okay, guys, we have about 30 seconds for a wrap up here.
Johnny, I tell you, I want you to be a part of what I'm doing. Just as soon as I get these shows underway in the spring, everybody keeps asking me, how long is it going to take? How long is it going to take? Well, I'm building something here that's going to be solid with a good foundation. And, Johnny, you're going to be a part of it. I'll bring you in, introduce you to the new crop of guys. You're going to know some of the old guys. Of course, you know Bill Watts. He's working
right
with me. I've got Terry Gordy's going to be working with me. Danny Hodge himself is working with me. Skandal Akbar is with me. The list is huge. It's amazing to me. But there has not been no good wrestling in Mississippi since your days. That's what we're bringing back. We're bringing back history.
Well, you've got some big names, and I tell you, I'm tickled to death to be a small part of it, like I said earlier.
Well, I'm glad to have you aboard.
Thank you. My pleasure. And I'd like to wish everybody back home in the Delta a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And like Ted DiBiase said yesterday, remember the reason for the season.
That's it.
It's our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's the bottom line, absolutely.
Okay, thank you, guys. That's Mr. Buddy Huggins along with Johnny Cassio. Of course, he's with his road report for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. And make sure you check out Extreme Mid-South Wrestling coming to a city near you. That's 610 in the city right now as we continue with more blues inside the Buddy Blues Cruise. LGNG.